This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
You're so not a man in that relationship.
Why?
Jamie.
Coming up to the trip, like, you didn't know where you were staying. You didn't know where you were going. You changed it all. It's like, I wonder if she ever wants to just relax and have a man take care of her.
BJ.
I hope not.
She does. She's screwed.
Because I don't plan on planning anyway.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. It's a Monday. Hello, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing?
You know, I'm all right. There's a lot. It's a lot of stuff. No, nothing. I'm bummed because you were in my part of, where I used to live, basically, Santa Monica, and to hear, like, how it's, and I knew that because Alina still lives in LA and she sent me a video. We used to have so much fun riding our bikes up and down the beach and stuff, and now you can't even see the beach.
No.
And it's like, I don't know. Anyway, that, and then I was sick all weekend.
No, really?
Yeah, I was so pissed off.
I noticed you didn't text a lot.
I was so mad.
So I didn't see your text, although I was busy.
Yeah.
But I always see the text and everything, and I thought, well, kind of a laid-back weekend, I guess, back at home.
Yeah, kidney number one's giving me some problems, but I have an appointment tomorrow.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really
have a
do.
Kidney
4 o'clock. Oh, I think so. That's all I can figure out.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your symptoms? Well, I want to know if I've got them. Oh. You know, I feel like I've got a bad liver.
Oh, you do?
I think so.
Well, if you
itch a lot.
Oh, that's bad liver.
I know. It's feet and hands too.
Oh no,
that's a bad liver. But man, I abused that sucker so much over the years.
Did you ever have your enzymes checked?
I did.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an MRI?
I kind of paid for them to be good, though.
What does that mean?
Well, I went to a doctor that gives you a good report all the time.
Oh. They just slide you a good report.
I thought you meant that you drank a gallon of dose, that dose liver, anti-liver, you know?
No.
Flushed it out.
Yeah. I just found a crooked doctor.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's good.
To tell you everything's good.
For your insurance?
Yeah, no, but what's your symptoms?
No, but I mean, did you know, like, on the MRI, they can see if you have a fatty liver or whatever? And so my report, this was years ago, my report said that I had some kind of, I don't know, some duct, some bile duct that was like jacked up, and a hint of a little fatty liver.
Oh, no.
Just a scotch.
And I was thinking, nah, I don't know if that's true, because I was in the ER when I got this MRI, and I was like, it was probably because last night.
Give it a couple more hours.
Yeah,
I'm
like, I wasn't allowed to flush first, so because you know that's why, like when they take your blood and all that stuff, so there's nothing in your system. I feel like that was I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, it's gonna be.
It's been working out, it's fine.
Are you going to the doctor today?
Tomorrow at 4.
Tomorrow at 4.
Yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
Good luck on that one.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, I'll just say it.
Kidney number one acting up. Kidney number two, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, well, you don't need both.
I know. That's what I heard. Yeah. So that's
it's
good.
All good. I went in one time to get tested to donate a kidney.
Oh,
man,
you did?
Was I rooting against that? Yeah,
well,
because he's a real good friend of mine, and he called me up because he had gone through a couple of people, and he said, would you mind get tested? Because, you know, he was going to die, I guess. So I went to the doctor, got tested, and man, the whole time I was praying, oh, don't be a match. Oh.
Remember, somebody worked here, and we all signed up to help him, too. What? Remember? Somebody worked here, and they needed a transplant of some kind. And none of us have the right blood type.
I don't remember. Because
he had like this weird blood type that we didn't match. Remember that though?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I do.
He
I
would
do.
Come with us and have people sign up to try to find the blood type.
Yeah.
So anyway, I can't believe you just told on the air that you're, oh God, I hope it doesn't match.
I know. It's
messed I did.
Up. Wow.
I don't hear that.
I heard it's a horrible recovery.
I did too.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. On both sides.
And then, well, I got in trouble actually once. Well, it's a long story. I'm not going to tell you. But this girl was literally dating this guy who's super wealthy in Los Angeles. Yeah. I mean, beyond wealthy. And he was only dating her for her liver. I mean, not her liver, her kidney. He was only, and I talked about it. Listen how bad this is. I talked about it because I knew the whole plan because it was my boyfriend's best friend.
Yeah.
And then they yanked his kidney because I talked about it on the air.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
So I wrote the hospital a letter. I wrote doctor's letters. I wrote, like, all this stuff. Then that guy was going to sue me. It was a mess.
Oh, my God.
Man, I tell you, though, when you get in that position for a kidney, I'd date Nancy Pelosi for that. If we were a match, I'm saying. I mean, I'd date anybody for that.
Because, listen,
my point being anybody.
She got, like, a Rolex. She got a new Porsche. Like, I was like, he's literally buying her kidney.
Yeah.
And I guess that's not allowed.
Fostering the kidney.
So I guess that, yeah. So I didn't say anybody's names.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
I didn't. The Bible, I didn't say anybody's name. Apparently, I said what he does for a living, and then he was best friends with my boyfriend, and so then they
trickled down effect. Yeah.
Saying a name's a big violation.
Oh, I would never. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big OSHA violation, I guess.
Anyway,
more kidney talk coming up here on the program. We'll get to kidneys. We're going to get to livers.
Hey, who decided that you should make like a kidney shaped pool? Who decided that? That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Jamie, can you stop?
I went
out to California over the weekend.
The kidney shaped one.
I've got a son that lives out near Santa Monica and went out there for the weekend. And man, oh man, that place is a hellhole.
I know. So bummed.
I feel so bad for him living there. Although he loves it and he's oblivious to it.
But
so
you
that's
even
all
told
good.
Me, like, because the pier used to be like one of my favorite places to go because it has all the carnivals and all the games and all that. And you said it was too scary, really. You guys had to kind of bail.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, because they allow, you know, any kind of protesting or whatever, you know. A lot of people
crackheads.
Out there are drugs. Yeah. Oh. And it's just,
fentanyl.
You got to be really careful even going out there.
Yeah. And you know, because I lived right on that path. Like right on the ocean there. And now you can't even see the. Oh,
that's crazy.
I'm so bummed. God.
Well, thank God you moved from
that's
there.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. Thank God for this job because, man, wow.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Broncos went over the weekend.
Yay!
Broncos went.
What's the
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. Take us anywhere. Podcast. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Big day today. Big day today.
Wait. Oh, that's right. The announcement.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's funny? And I don't mean to be like mean about it or anything, but I literally promised our boss I wouldn't tell anybody. And so my friends are like, can you just tell us? I'm like, and they're like, we won't tell. And I know they won't tell, but it's just because I gave them my word.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell them. But I feel like an ass.
Because you didn't tell your friends?
Yeah.
Well, you kind of are.
I know, right?
You got to trust your
friends.
Like,
I could have just done it.
Yeah,
I know, but there's seven of them. So out of seven, somebody's going to go rogue.
Yeah. And, I feel like
and they could post it or tell somebody and then they could post it.
A couple of them have some big mouths, I feel like.
Wow, that wasn't nice.
Oh.
Like, that wasn't nice at all. You don't know them. Who has the big mouth? Nobody does. I have the big mouth.
I think when a boss tells us not to say anything, I think he just means here in the studio on air.
I think he really tells our buddies. No, because you don't want it leaked on the internet.
Yeah, that's
the internet could just throw all of this off because we have a deal. It's not about us or us being cool guys and waiting for the announcement. It's about a deal they do with the record labels that we promise because of certain situations and contracts that that artist has with other people and
really?
Those kind of things that we can't talk about it yet. Yeah.
Well, I called the Denver Post over the weekend and told them. I didn't think that was a big deal.
I just found out. And my girlfriends, when they see Carson at this event, they're going to kick his ass.
Yeah, I'm a little
couple
scared
big
now.
Mouths.
Yeah. You got a couple of big mouths.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, Alice in Winterland. Winterland.
I know.
It's already here, man.
It's crazy.
That means we're going to do it sometime in December, and we'll announce the lineup, or at least portion of the lineup. I guess there's a part of it we can announce.
You're not even supposed to say anything yet. Just
You told your friends.
I did not. On the Bible, I did not.
I'll bet you did.
All right, you want to look? I'll show you the
right,
last
let me see.
Text.
Okay. Let me see. Because I'm thinking you did.
On the Bible, I did not. I absolutely did not.
Okay.
I said to him I'd tell him Sunday night, but I didn't. I never texted him about
right.
it.
Well, I apologize.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I really didn't. Because,
I'm sorry.
Because I'm not worried about, like I said.
I would. I just know I would. If somebody came to me, the Lugnut Paul, for example, my neighbor. If Lugnut Paul walked over to my house and said, hey, man, I heard you guys talking about you got a big announcement on Monday. What is it? Oh, I'd chirp like a bird. I'd be like P. Diddy in jail, man. I'd be saying everything.
P. Diddy in jail is not chirping.
Well, he's going to chirp about all the people that are on tape.
Right now,
got.
He hasn't said anything,
he's
really.
He's going to try to save his hand. Yeah, I'd be chirping like Diddy, man.
I know, but this is just about the contracts and stuff, and it can't get out just until we say it.
All right, so we get to say it at 8 o'clock this morning.
Correct.
And give away tickets.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. Crazy,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah, it is crazy. Still mad at Carson. Still my friend's big mouth.
I apologize.
What the? Why would you even say that? Who's ever been a big mouth around you? Just me.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you're right.
You're in a corner, man. I feel like you're in a corner right now.
Oh, I am.
Just lashing at you.
Well, no, because literally, I am the one that's like. Yeah. I mean, they're all like so chill. I can't
they
even think of anybody
cool.
that's
yeah.
loud. I mean, drunk,
no,
yes.
I can't
loud,
either.
No. Maybe you meant drunk.
Yeah. Let's go with that. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so now
I'm trying to get out of the corner.
So now
okay?
you're calling her friends a bunch of drunks.
Well, that is true.
What the hell, man?
But that's okay.
I got to tell you about going out to California and my meals, okay?
Your meals?
My meals.
Oh,
I gotta
this
tell
is
you,
exciting.
And what they cost me.
Oh, okay.
So the first night we get out there, I'm going to visit my son, Austin, out in California, Santa Monica Beach. And we go to an oyster place, okay?
And so it's you three. It's you and Frog and Lisa.
Yeah.
And then it's
and him.
Austin. Did his
That's
girlfriend
it.
Go?
Nope.
Okay.
Just us.
All right.
The bill comes back. It's $380.
For four people?
Four people. $380.
You don't even cocktail.
No drinks whatsoever.
Wow.
Mostly water. I had an iced tea. They had water. Okay, it was $380-something.
For four people?
Yeah.
For
yeah.
slimy, yeah. slimy
got,
little things?
We got two dozen oysters and then ordered a meal each.
Yeah.
Know? But it came to $380.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, well, there's the biggie. That's
wow.
the biggie. All right, tomorrow night we'll be fine,
yeah.
right? So the next night, Saturday night, my son tells me that he's booked a one of these Brazilian steakhouses.
Oh, yeah.
Where you put the little card on the table in green and red, and mm-hmm. they keep bringing the meat to you. And he said, Dad, I picked this one because it's not as expensive as the higher-end one here in California.
The,
said,
the okay, meat's going to be a little fatty.
And it was.
Oh, good.
And it was. So we go to that one. My bill is $620.
Wait,
wow.
what?
No way.
Did his
I
girlfriend
spent
go?
$1,000 on two meals. Huh? Wait,
did his girlfriend go?
Yeah.
And okay.
Me,
how much?
Lisa, Frog, him and his girlfriend. That's
five
it.
Five people.
And again. No alcohol.
Five people. And how much was it? Six something?
$600
oh
after a tip.
God.
I mean,
after
I know Brazilian steakhouses are expensive, but that's...
That's like, crazy. Over $100 a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. You spent $1,000
in two meals. Two meals.
You should have downloaded that McDonald's app and just had some.
They got a $5 meal.
I got to get the hell out of
oh
this town.
Oh, my God. That's
this
crazy.
Is crazy.
Wow.
Man,
no wonder
oh,
you're someone you come visit.
Okay.
He's like, I can finally go out to eat nice. Come on, Dad. Come on out.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I couldn't believe
that
how
is outrageous.
It is out there.
That is outrageous.
It is. $600 for five people to eat?
Oh, my God.
And it was
God.
Kind of, it was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't great.
Oh.
I've had better steak, you know, but it was okay. And the, you know, having him there and all that, but... Man, when you get that that tab, all of a sudden
sticker
it's
shock.
Off.
Yeah.
I actually stopped going to Starbucks because it's just too expensive.
It's ridiculous
for what I get. It's so dumb. It's the protein pack and a tetra whatever that T word is, iced tea. And it's like, I don't know, it's like $17 or something.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what?
It's crazy.
So I didn't go back. I'm done. Even though it's my like simple pleasure on a Saturday morning to get up and go get that. Nope, not anymore.
It just feels stupid spending that kind of money.
Yeah.
That place is always packed though. My wife is like, she's addicted to Starbucks.
But it's
and
so expensive now.
I know.
You know, if she took that money and every day put it in a high quality mutual fund, she'd be a millionaire in no time.
Set.
Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can always count on your support here. All right, we'll be right back. Don't forget, 8 o'clock this morning, the big announcement. Allison Winterland will give you the axe coming up at 8 o'clock, plus tickets to the show. Tabloid Trash is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know, there was a time in when I used to do radio, like when Katrina would happen or something like that, we would do a whole thing. I even remember we took requests and people paid money, and all the money went to the victims of Katrina.
Yeah.
And we raised thousands and thousands of dollars because, like, all these people would pay $10,000, you know, to hear a song because they just had that kind of money, I guess. But, it's weird. I feel like everybody's kind of ignoring this or something. Everything that just happened.
Talking about the hurricane?
Correct.
That went through the South?
Yeah, it's just weird. It feels like, and maybe I'm just on a weird algorithm, but to me, it looks like an entire part of like Tennessee and it just North Carolina. It looks like it's just gone.
Asheville, North Carolina is destroyed.
Yeah,
it is absolutely. And that's pretty good sized town. Now I was hoping over the weekend. I saw some of these reports you're talking about and some of the feeds of how these people are suffering and no help is coming their way or whatever. I'm just hoping. I'm hoping that that's all internet and it's not true. I don't know. I'm with you, Jamie. I feel like it's being ignored, but I'm hoping it's not. I don't know.
I saw one woman post her address where she was.
Yeah.
And said she's trapped with her son and her husband, and she full out put the address and said, the only way we can get out because all the trees and all the debris is by helicopter, and there is a spot over there, and if you can come and get us by a helicopter.
She had to post that on social media. Wow.
Because they can't come and get her, and everybody's busy, I guess. I don't know. It feels a little ignored.
It's devastated.
Yeah.
That whole area, and we're talking a big area. We're talking North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida.
It says more than 2 million people were without power late last night across the southeast in the aftermath. So still last night, including more than 433,000 people in North Carolina. Still no power. At least 90 people have died across multiple states since the record-breaking storm hit Florida's Big Bend as a Category 4 hurricane with 140 mile per hour winds. Let's see here. It says somebody said that more than 1,000 people were reported missing. However, it's an online portal, but they said, remember, the internet's down and stuff, so these people might not be missing. So. Did you see that one video? I think you probably posted it too, because I posted it, where that wall of land just came towards that lady on her deck.
Yeah.
She's so lucky. It barely missed her.
Unbelievable. It's devastating.
It's
awesome. You know, and last week when this hurricane was happening, We didn't think that much about it. I mean, it went to a Category 4, but we've seen hurricanes before. And, you know, and sometimes the aftermath, you have some flooding or whatever. This one turned out to be really devastating.
Yeah.
Because it went so far inland. Compared, most hurricanes hit the coast, and then they start to fizzle out. This one did it. It went all the way to Atlanta.
And there's a place, kind of like Boulder. It reminds me of Pearl Street. There's a place like Pearl Street, and it's called the Art District. It's gone.
Unbelievable.
So imagine if our Pearl Street was just gone.
Just wiped out.
And then nobody really said anything, and then we gave $8 billion to Ukraine. Okay, that's, I'm shooting. I'm kidding. I'm not getting political, but it was bad timing. All right, let's see here. Speaking of which, a Tesla burst into flames. Did you see that?
I did.
So it's so weird with the Teslas, because if they get the battery wet or whatever, I guess they explode.
Salt water.
Mm. Thanks. And but yeah, that one guy in his Cybertruck was just plowing through the water because he's sealed up, and you don't have to have exhaust. So
yeah, it's just salt water.
Salt water corrosion makes it way worse. Yeah.
Yeah, but regular water, just normal water, will make it bad too.
Yeah, but they're saying that the salt water is like exacerbating.
Yeah, it just makes it faster. Yeah. That's all. Yeah.
Supposedly, I don't know if you guys saw this. I'm not sure if it's true or not. But supposedly, a lawyer for Diddy's accuser says that there are tapes on the black market. How does she know this?
She said that someone came to her and was trying to shop one of these tapes to like a client that she has.
Yeah, but what does she do?
She is representing someone who is coming out against Diddy right now.
No. It was the victim, right, that did it? It wasn't the lawyer.
The lawyer is the one who's saying that the tapes are out there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
An attorney representing a woman who accused Sean Diddy Combs of assault dished some details on the alleged assault and that a high-profile celebrity was present at the time. I don't know.
Carson and I were guessing off the air before you got here.
Yeah, we were.
You were. Yeah. That's kind of a sad story. Oh, no, you think he did?
Well, who do you think? Who do you think?
They're saying now there's over 50 new victims, both male and female, that have come forward. It's just like the Harvey Weinstein thing.
He's done, man.
Yeah, he is.
Diddy is done.
He's also no longer on suicide watch and has been visited by his family while waiting trial. They're saying that they took him off suicide watch. He's focused, very strong. This is his lawyer. He is concentrating on his defense and preparing for his trial.
Which means he's being lied to.
By his attorney? Yeah.
If he's upbeat and he's confident and all that, he's being lied to by his lawyer. He doesn't know about these stories that Jamie's saying
right
now.
You're probably right.
They haven't even told him this. Oh, you don't get the news in prison.
Right? That is true. The coolest couple on the planet just had their first child. The coolest. And I'm talking about Kurt Cobain's daughter. Her name is Frances Bean. And she got married to Riley Hawk, who's Tony Hawk's son, and they had their first baby. That kid's going to be cool.
Yeah.
You know?
How could it not be?
Well, grandpas are Kurt Cobain and Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Trendsetter right there.
Right? That's crazy. And then I know this is going to be shocking, you guys, but you probably don't know who she is, but Kristen Cavallari, she was married to Jay
Cutler.
Yep. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, she was on the Hills. She was, you know, whatever. She's been dating this... this douchebag. Right? I mean, like, he's really young, and he's the boys or whatever.
The Montana boys.
The Montana boys, and they just do stupid stuff.
Like, they don't even, like, speak in their videos. They just do dumb
stuff, and yeah, it's weird.
I don't know the Montana boys.
Well, she's been dating one of them.
I know the Littleton guys. But I don't know the Montana boys. I know the Littleton guys.
Yeah, they're big rivals. Yeah, Those are two gangs you don't want to mess with. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Anyway, they broke up. There you go, Teletrash.
All right, our Broncos win yesterday. Yay! They win. I didn't see the game because I was in California, but... from what I understand, it was a crappy game.
Oh, it was terrible. It was so boring.
It was awful.
The Bronco game.
The Bronco game was boring? Yeah.
Oh,
no. It was?
It was really bad.
What?
The score was 10-9. It was a very slow game.
Oh, because nobody scored.
Both kickers missed the last field goal. Like, yeah. Each team had a chance at a field goal, and they both missed. It was just...
I didn't see it.
It was terrible.
Oh, God.
Me and a guy was watching the very last part of it in the airport in California.
Yeah.
And he was just shaking his head like, we suck. Because he was getting on the flight to Denver, too. So he was... probably a Bronco
fan. Won.
I didn't talk to it, huh?
But we won.
Yeah, but we're lucky.
It was ugly.
Yeah,
it was ugly, Jamie.
A win's a win. Isn't that what you're supposed to say? A win is a win.
In the NFL, a win is a win.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.